Just to wrap up on our subject of soils, we just quickly return to our guests, Richard Bargett and John Quinton. Richard, why has no focus been paid to our soils until now? Why is now the time when we really need to pay attention to them?
Well, I think more people live in cities, so they are more distant from actually contact with the soil, because in the past, on a daily basis, people would come into contact with soil and actually rely on it more.
John, what happens if we don't do anything?
We don't eat. That's the biggest problem. Yeah. If that, we have no soil, we can't grow any food and we will all die. We would have extensive barren rock with little biological activity. So all the plants and animals that we see on the Earth's surface at the moment just wouldn't be there. You know, if I take you back, around about 4 billion years, just after the Earth was formed, it was really the formation of soils at that point, with the evolution of biological life on the planet, that brought the atmospheric CO2 concentration down and enabled things to grow and evolve and live on the planet. So I guess if we remove the soil at this point, that's where we're going back to, a very different world to the one that we all live in at the moment.
The kind of things we've talked about so far involve things like farming systems, policy, agriculture, global change that we need to bring about. But are there any things that we can do on an individual level? You know, are there any things we can do in our local environment? Richard, what do you think?
Well, I think there's an enormous number of things that people can do. I mean, you only have to look back to the Second World War, for example, in the Dig for Victory campaign, and cities or people in cities produced enormous amounts of food, which helped to sustain the population at that wartime. And I think now there are many opportunities for people to grow their own food. Community gardens are booming, for example, allotments, etc. So this is another way of people getting more contact with the soil and actually building the fertility of soils for a growing world population.
So, John, what do you think that we can do to save our soils on a local level?
At a personal level, recycling your organic material that you're consuming, which originally came from the soil, and getting that back to the soil. So having a compost bin can only be good because you're helping to kind of close that cycle a little bit. So I'd encourage everybody to get into recycling and try and restore their own soils in their backyard or their allotment or in other places in their local environment.
Thanks very much to all our guests this week. That's Richard Bargett and John Quinton live in the studio. And also we heard from Al Blaker and John Hammond.